Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 486, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 28, Shimazu Returns, part 1.
It aired. Oh no, it just... I put my phone down and it jumped back to the top so Wikipedia could ask me for 275 again.
We're cursed. Wikipedia cursed us for not giving them 275.
Get off my nuts, Wikipedia. I'm trying to do a podcast.
275 each. So it'd be 550 for the two of us.
Jesus. Because the worst part is if I give it to him, I'm still going to get the ads. You know I'm still going to get the ads.
Yeah.
So what's even the point? It aired August 16th, 2003, written by Doug Sloan, directed by Andrew Merrifield. Josh, we're back.
We're back.
To everybody else who took a week off and then... That was it. But to us, it's been like 3 weeks.
It's been a minute.
It's been a little bit. I had to move across the country, and then I had to figure out how I could do podcasts in the sticks of New Hampshire. and the answer is trickily. I have a really janky setup right now that's going to stay about the same, but I'll at least have my desk soon. So that'll be nice. Also, I had to turn the gain down a little bit on my mixer because the woods are right there now. So, like, I did that. Hopefully, it's not too noticeable. I think it's fine, but I guess we'll find out.
I don't even know what that means.
So the gain, I don't know how to describe it. The gain is just, like, how sensitive the pickup is. So like you can change.
Right, you don't want to get the cicadas and the
and like my
ambient wood noise.
Right, and like neighbors, but like they're closer and there's nothing in between us now. And like my aunt is in like the living room, which the walls are thin, so like I don't want the TV to pick up. So it's a whole thing. Anyway, Josh, how you been?
I've been good. It's been working like a dog.
Cool. Cool. If you're new here, hey everybody, welcome to the podcast.
We usually make obscure other guys references that maybe only I got.
That one went over my head. I haven't seen the other guys since.
That's not the other guys. I'm sorry.
Oh well, so then I definitely wouldn't have gotten it.
Look, it's an ungodly hour, 11 a.m.
It's 11 a.m. You only went to bed 7 hours ago.
That was an I Love You Man reference.
Excuse me. I've seen I Love You Man even less times than I've seen the other guys. So those jokes go even farther over my head than your obscure other guys' jokes, which I also have not seen since, I think, 2013. Did we watch it at all in Texas?
I did. I don't think we did.
I don't, yeah. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. What do we do? How do we do this? I have rust. I'm made of rust now, Josh.
We pause the recording, we watch an episode, and then we come back in that order.
That's it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And I'm going to do my best to not bump my microphone, even though it's in a weird place, because I'm used to being on a couch, and now I'm on a chair, and the couch is much lower, so I got some more wiggle room, but I don't have that wiggle room anymore, and I need to figure out how to use the mic stand again.
You should, when your desk comes in, you should look into getting like a mounted arm...
I probably should do that. That sounds like a good idea.
It's pretty nice. I screwed it to the side of my desk one time, and I haven't moved it. So I just like extend and retract it. That's it.
Oh, dang. I should look into that. I'm going to get some soundproofing panels, those like foam egg crate panels, get those for the walls. Nice. So that'll be good. I recorded one other podcast in this room so far, and so it went fine, and it sounded okay. So here's another thing. I'm about to move my chair a little bit. you can hear the whole thing. And I'm not on a carpet anymore. So this is essentially the first episode of the Morphin Grid ever for the way. All right.
Get a desk-mounted mic arm and an area rug, rug.
I think I might get a nice little area rug for my chair. We'll see. Anyway, let's go watch Shimazu Returns.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form! Go, Power Rangers, go! Ninja Storm, let's go!
And we're back, and we just watched Shimazu Returns, or possibly Shimatsu Returns? I heard it both ways.
I didn't hear it. I don't know. I know they said it. I just feel like they said it maybe 10, 12 years ago when we started watching the episode.
This was kind of a long one. There was a lot of good stuff in it, but the pacing was... I don't know if it was bad or if it just was like an Island of Illusion kind of situation.
I don't think it was either. I don't know why this one felt long, but it just felt so long. I think it's just it's because it's maybe like 80% Power Rangers fighting.
There is a lot of that. And what sucks is that they set up another thing that I would much rather watch that I'm hoping is the bulk of next episode now. But I mean, we're going to have to find that out next time.
Yeah.
I'm so rusty. Let me see if I still got it. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there and listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed, I'm pretty sure. There's also the classic feeds, which have everything up through Turbo. And eventually, sooner or later, In Space will make its way from the Graveyard Secret podcast onto the one it's supposed to be on.
Hopefully sooner. I feel like I could probably do that soon.
Okay. Also, someone, I think it was Sizzle, gave us like an RSS feed of all of our things.
They said they emailed.
They did email to the Morphin Grid.
Because they asked on Twitter, and I was like, if we wanted an RSS feed for it. And I was like, I mean, it won't hurt, but I have no idea what to do with it.
I mean... We can change one of the classic feeds into the first 10 seasons because, what's it called? Feedburner will allow 500. It's the Blogger that only allows the 150.
Okay.
So if we don't go through Blogger, we just put that RSS feed right in there. It should be everybody. Some are missing apparently, but you can just like, I'm assuming upload those. So
everyone is here. So basically, I could turn Classic 1 into just straight Classic again, and I would just have to copy all the episodes into that. Or no, they have that. They just have to plug that RSS feed into Feedburner.
Yeah.
And then I could just change it.
And then because all the, inside every episode is all the data, it should show up like regular? I don't know how that would work.
I don't know.
Look,
maybe I think that's also, if we post a link to the RSS feed, I think you can just plug that into like your podcast app and have it just automatically pull it. I think that's how that works.
I think so. I've done that with RSS feeds before.
So
we'll look into it.
Look out for that. Forward me that email so I can read it.
I will. I looked at it for like 1 second. I was like, yeah, I don't know what any of this stuff means. That's a Josh problem. So that might happen soon as well. What else? You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Apple Podcasts. I don't know. I put the stank on podcasts, too. That's a spicy podcast. we're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby and Podmatsu Returns. I don't know.
I can't even pretend to tell you what that one does.
That one's nothing. That one does nothing. It takes a long time, and then there's some furries at the end. You know, we'll talk about the sharp furries in a minute. Forgot about them for a second.
Oh, there's a line. There's a sexy line in this one too. I wrote one down too.
I don't know if it's the same one. I hope it's the same one.
I'm sure it is. Did Capri say it?
Yeah, it's Capri. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She got spicy in this one. If you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, we would really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. We really appreciate it. So it started charging sales tax for. Patreon started charging sales tax, depending on what your local sales tax is. So
it's good. I'm glad that they'll charge people sales tax, but they won't give me the fucking tax information.
Any tax information, and we just kind of I have to do my taxes today or get an extension because today is the last day for that. So probably gonna get an extension. I don't know. Things got away from me this year. I'm probably gonna go through the tiers and kind of change them up a little bit to like. Fix that because there's a thing you can do to be like this doesn't take sales tax but like some things do and I don't know if there's any way to change that or not So I'm going to look at it.
I don't know. Maybe we should look into maybe switching it away from Patreon.
Yeah, the problem is we already get so much money from there, but they just keep getting weirder every year, it seems like.
Because I'm thinking, like, we were ambitious when we made it and had ideas for physical rewards, but we don't actually do physical rewards, so you're not buying anything.
No, the only one is the t-shirt, which we have not done in a minute and probably should get another round of those soon.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really weird that they're like, we're charging sales tax on your donations to creators that you like.
Yeah, I think there's a way, because I read the thing, and there's a way you can go in and be like, this doesn't get a physical thing, this doesn't, like, don't worry about these things, right?
Yeah.
So that Patreon won't charge sales tax on certain tiers, only on tiers that, like, specifically have it, but I think you need to go in and say, like, this doesn't do that, this, or else it will just charge it on everything. So I'm going to look into that, and we'll try to figure something out. If not, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Anyway, this is a Monday episode because this is a two-parter. It's the first part, so it's going to be a Monday episode eventually. So do you want to jump in?
Yeah.
I know we've probably been recording for like 40 minutes at this point, it feels like. Much like how this – only 20. Okay, so that's not bad.
That's all – okay, the time we were recording was the same amount of time that the episode was. and one of them feels drastically different.
Yeah, that is true. We start off with me trying to figure out where I'm going to put my hand so I can read my notes. We start off with Jubo. He's got his – well, I guess it's Lothar who's like, where are you taking me? Jubo has his – hands over Lothar's eyes, and Lothar's like, better not be a surprise party. I hate those, and I will kill you if this is one of them.
They're mean. We've gone over this.
Yeah, they're very mean, especially in Power Rangers. There's never been a good surprise party in Power Rangers, I don't think. At least not one that wasn't hijacked by a space alien and turned into like some sort of Hunger Games.
Well, I think Zax turned out okay at the end of the episode, but they had to be mean to him to get there.
But they were really, really mean the whole time. So, like, I don't know if it was worth it. So he's taking him to go see Motodrone. You remember Motodrone from, like, 5 episodes ago?
It was a while.
It's been a minute. At the end of that episode, they're like, aha, he's alive again. And then we just didn't see him again until now. So he's alive again, and he's Motodrone. Then we cut down to Storm Chargers. They're watching TV. It's a game show. It's like America's Got Talent. It's called Totally Talented.
Yeah.
But they're all so into it that I'm just like, hell yeah, let me watch the show with you. Like, they're doing the theme song, and they're, like, dancing in their seats a little bit. And it just looks like they're super stoked about it. And there's a guy who's like, hi, I'm Steve Starmaker or some other fake
Stu
name.
Stu Starmaker.
And he's welcome to Totally Talented, a show where you come on and then you go to Hollywood if you win. That seems like a penalty more than a prize, yeah, but that's just for me.
Go to Hollywood and all your dreams come true.
Well, not in my experience, but who knows? Maybe you'll get lucky from Totally Talented.
You have to win a competition.
Ah, I didn't do that. I skipped a very important step.
And then they sucker you into a contract where literally everything you do for the rest of your life is owned by them.
I feel like Kelly Clarkson, like, her show is owned by American Idol. Like, her talk show might still be.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just a money printer for Simon Cowell, I think.
Yeah. Who was in the Scooby-Doo movie, the new movie Scoob. Like, Simon Cowell's in it.
That's animated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, everyone looks like cartoons, that like, you know, CG cartoons. It's just, like, Simon Cowell, who basically looks the same, but just, like, plastic.
So the same?
So, like, the same.
Got and then, him.
And melt his ass, Josh. Get him. But what I don't understand is this is a movie for children, primarily.
Yeah, the kids love Simon Cowell. Look at that. Look
about
at that.
Simon Cowell.
Look at that friendly face.
No, he's mean. His whole thing is he's a mean man. He shows up and he's mean to Shaggy and Scooby, the two easiest people to be nice to in the world. It's stupid, and I hate Simon Cowell. I don't want him to go away. Anyway, so they're watching Totally Talented. Kelly turns it off, and she's like, this is an extreme sports store. You will not be watching garbage TV here. And then she walks away, and I was like, Kelly, I would like to marry you. I've decided.
I love garbage TV, so I'm sorry, Kelly, it wouldn't work out.
Well, that's fine. I we can look, I like some garbage TV too. That's fine. It's just the way, the sternness with which she turned the TV off. Very into that. So they leave and the Thunder Rangers come in. They're like, hey, where's Stu? And then Shane's just like, denied. It's kind of a non sequitur. I also feel like that's just how I talked in 2003, so I can't really say anything about it. But they're like, yeah, we're sick of watching it anyway. And they're like, whoa, you don't like Totally Talented? And Hunter's like, no, we're sick of watching it. We're going to be on it. There's an audition or something. It's unclear. But we're going to do that. And we're going to be on the next one.
Is it like an open call? I don't know. They have a flyer that's like, you could be Totally Talented.
And then Shane's like, I want to do that. And Tori's like, well, you can sing really good. And he's like, yeah, and you can dance really good. And Dustin's like, and I'm a sax master.
Nobody's as like, good at sax as Dustin.
No. And they're like, you know, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. And so they like split up because I guess Tori's got a jazz class. Also, she's wearing her weird rope belt skirt thing again. So that's I like that. That's just like a part of her wardrobe. And it wasn't like a one time deal. But they leave. They split up. And Dustin's like, Kelly, I need the back room to practice my sax. And he just walks away. And the Thunders sit down on the couch. They're like, oh, man, we should have not told them and just been on the show ourselves. So then we cut to Cam coming into Ninja Ops. I guess he just installed DirecTV for Sensei. He's like, there's a new satellite on top of the mountain. Hopefully the cloaking device doesn't get in the way or it doesn't give away our location. Because there's just a satellite in the middle of the woods.
We just canceled DirecTV because...
Yeah, oh, did they do that fun, like, hey, your year's up. It's going to be another $100 a month extra.
Yeah, I think we were getting pretty close to that. Should we never watch TV? We only use DirecTV to log into, like, channel apps and watch stuff on demand. But now we just have Sling again, so we can just record the shows.
Nice.
And it's cheaper. It's, like, half the price, and we get all the channels we want.
My aunt had DirecTV, and, her year was up like less than a month ago. It was before I moved down because she called me. She's like, it's like $120 now. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that sucks. You can just get like Hulu and it'll be fine. But he's installing a satellite and then he comes down and he's like, hey, there's a letter. And he's like scooching the letter towards him with his little walking stick.
He's scooching it. He's like a disappointed dad. It's like, look at your report card.
He's like, that's what I thought. I was like, I got a phone call from somebody. And here's what I wrote down what they said. And they said, you did bad on your report card or something. But no, it's a letter from the Asian History Museum or Museum of Asian History or something like that. And there's an artifact there that they dug up. And Sensei is like, you need to go get it before Lothar does.
Yeah, I, a guinea pig, have arranged for it to be kept here at my school.
Yes. Because he's like... I mean, he can't go get it because he's a guinea pig, right? He can't show up and be like, hello, I'm a guinea pig. I'd like to take your big box away from you. Thank you. But this is a very weird setup for what will eventually probably be like a new Zord or something because they don't open the box. They need to. So it's going to be like a new power or a Zord or muscle butt suits for everybody or something like that. But he's like, yeah, no, you got to go get it now. And Cam's like, all right, I'll just go get it now. But it's really weird because we'll find out in a minute that, like, this box is just a MacGuffin, basically. We'll get there. I have some questions about the box. So we go back.
Well, they're going to here. I'll tell you what the box is. They're going to open it next episode and win.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's probably it. We get up to Lothar, who's making fun of Mara and Capri for being in a museum. Because they're stupid, you see, and so they could never like a museum.
They're all making fun of them because it's the place with the art and the science or something. Like, I don't know. They say a bunch of stuff and everyone is laughing at them, but it's like, you can be dumb and go to a museum. Yeah,
I like museums, you know, but they went there on a field trip with their evil space ninja history class. And that's a lot of adjectives that mean a lot of different things depending on how you want to read it.
Are they in Evil Space College now? Because they just had a high school reunion, so it's not like a high school class.
Are they like auditing classes to like get their degree?
Or maybe they're just taking one of those weird on-demand courses you could take at the Mount where you just pay money to take one course at night.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But they went to this place, and so Zergain's like, oh, you've got stuff there, and you're dumb, so you can't like that. And they're like, I tell you to shut your mouth, Zergain, but you don't have one. And he's like, oh.
Then everyone laughs at Zergain.
So they, nice deflection. But then they start explaining about the museum, but they're, you know, they're Mara and Caprice. They're like, so we go there, and there's a box, and Lota's like, oh my god. We cut away from there to the museum. We pan by a Power Ranger monster. Sorry, I mean a statue. It's not a Power Ranger monster. It's a statue. Definitely doesn't look like a Power Ranger monster at all.
It's just a suit. It's just a monster suit on a stick.
It's just a statue doing scare hands. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to hide. The answer is nothing, because it's the first thing we see in this museum. But there's a guy there who's like showing Cam to the box. He's like, all right, here's the box. And Cam's like, what's in it? And the guy's like, I was hoping you could tell us. So how do they know it's a powerful thing if they don't know what's in the box?
I don't know.
And if they don't know what's in the box, why did they call Sensei to come get the box? And then later, we're going to find out that the box is how it came.
Yeah, like it's in the National Asian History Museum.
Yeah.
But if they don't know what's in the box, how do they know it's a part of Asian history?
I mean, they must have found it in an Asian country and then shipped it here?
And then shipped it to California and then it to a secret ninja school?
It's so weird because the way it is explained also, to and the way that I took it is that they dug the box up. Like, they don't know what's in there.
Also, they know about the ninja school because the letter was addressed, Dear Sensei.
Yeah.
He has a name now. We gave him a name 10 episodes ago.
Yeah. This is, it's
I
just so weird.
I don't remember it, but it's, I know he has one.
It's, his brother's, Lothar's name was Kia, and his name was Kanoi.
Kanoi.
Took me a second to get there, but I got there. But yeah, it's just so weird. They're like, hey, there's a box that's powerful. You're going to need to come get it before Lothar does. And he's like, dope, I'll send my kid. And then his kid gets there and they're like, we don't know what the box is. We just found a box. Do you want it, I guess? It's really weird. So then Mara and Capri, dressed as Madeline from the French cartoon Madeline, walk by and knock over a vase and destroy it. And this will not be the first artifact that they destroy.
Oh, no, it's about to get messy in here.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're in disguise, because Cam turns around and he's like, oh, it's you.
It's so weird, because he doesn't say, hey, you're Mara and you're pretty, but he's like, are you on a field trip? And they're like, no, that was yesterday. And he's like, whatever, I'm going to take this box and leave. But then Moto Drone steps in a cloak, like a Jedi or whatever.
He's a bad guy, so he'd be a Sith.
Oh, you're right. I'm so sorry. But I think Cam is the first person to be like, you're Mara and Capri. In disguise. Like, hey, no, you're
Mara
not going to trick
me. I'm just going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to leave. So he goes to, but then Moto Drone's like, haha, I'm here. And he's like, Perry? Because that was the guy who turned into Moto Drone. And I would never have expected Power Rangers to maintain this kind of continuity. I'm very impressed. But he's like, no, Perry's dead. I'm just me now. I'm Moto Drone. Classic. Don't worry about it. So they both do the clothes rip off. He throws his robe off. Cam takes off his shirt and has his full ninja leathers under it. He wasn't a t-shirt. It's fine.
Yeah, you could see his arms before, but
yeah,
entirely. It's ninja magic. They can also jump hop fast. So,
you know, whatever. They start fighting and they just destroy dozens, maybe 100 precious artifacts from archaeological dig sites.
So many. They're getting kicked through boxes. They're smashing through tables. They're hitting every shelf that's in the place.
Yeah.
And just knocking countless artifacts and Buddha statues, because there's so many Buddha statues on these shelves.
Oh, there's a lot of vases. There's a lot of every single thing they do is do you ever see the Terminator show, Sarah Connor Chronicles?
No, I never watched it.
It was pretty good. It was low budge. Because it's on Fox, but it was pretty good. My favorite thing is that all the Terminators had sort of the same fighting style, which is just property damage. Because Summer Glau, who's 5'8" and 100 pounds maybe, was a Terminator, and then Garrett Dillahunt was there, who's a big man, And they're just like throwing each other through buildings and stuff. And like at one point, I swear to God, she picked him up and swung him through a whole wall by his foot. But this is, I think they got that idea from this episode of Power Rangers. Because like,
this is
they're
basically
just throwing each other into stuff.
Yeah, this is basically Cam versus a Terminator.
Basically. So everything is destroyed, and Cam grabs the box off the table as Motodrome goes to elbow drop him. But he moves the box, and he just basically loses a tables match to himself. And
yeah, the table explodes when he hits it.
I thought it was the table, but it might have just been him a little. But it definitely...
I think it was probably supposed to be him, but the way they had the sparklers set was just like it went off on the sides of the table. So it's like the table blew up when he went through it.
This table's rigged to blow up. It's a Japanese death match now. And Terry Funk lost. So the girls then yell at him. They're like, you lost it. He got away, you stupid idiot. What good are you? Why do we bother bringing you back to life if you're just going to suck this bad? And then he looks at them with murder in his eyes. So they run away and they hide behind the statue. Statue. And he blasts it, and that makes it alive.
Yeah, they kind of explain it away later, but it's also like he shot it with something that was going to kill Cam, but it brought the statue to life.
Yeah, so like Cam left, this thing gets blasted, it's like, what's up? But it doesn't say anything. It's like, oh I'm here. And they're like, okay, well, that's weird. So we cut back to Ninja Ops for all the Wind Rangers just practicing their talents. And it's Dustin's playing the sax pretty good.
They got the tools. They got the talent.
They got the talent. Shane is singing well, but it's also weird. And he's not really singing to the sax music. He's just kind of,
I think they're all
freestyling.
They're practicing separately together,
which is
a bad choice. For music, yeah.
Yeah. And Tori's just kind of twirling around like a ballerina. They are all in their ninja leathers too, which makes it just look kind of weird.
Well, they have to use their ninja magic to really accentuate their talents.
Well, you can't use it for personal gain.
Well, I don't. Zordon's dead, so.
But even Sensei, remember in the episode?
He's like, hey, Tori,
can't do it. So Cam's not impressed. He's like, Dad, and what are they doing? And Sensei has headphones on, so he doesn't have to deal with this. And then he's like, Dad, and then he falls out of his little hamster chair. And they're like, we're practicing for a talent show. And what's the matter? Green with envy? And he's like, no, just green. Okay, Cam.
Because they're making him sick?
No, because he's the Green Ranger.
Oh.
But he's like, they're like, oh, you're just mad. You don't have any talent. He's like, I've got a hidden talent. They're like, what is it? And he's like, I wouldn't be hidden if I told you what it was. So I'm sure Cam is going to win Totally Talented.
Cam's
going to
win Totally Talented. He's going to go to Hollywood and all his dreams are going to come true.
Oh, good for him. Proud of you, Cam.
Except he's not going to go to Hollywood.
No, because he's got more important
Or he's just going to be Hollywood Cam for the rest of the season. Gonna walk out playing a feather boa like a guitar.
That would be something. I don't know if it'd be great or stupid, but it would be something for sure.
It would be stupid. I think it would be stupid.
Yeah, this is 2 years post NWO, post WCW collapsing, so the NWO might have been back about now. WWE
with Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels and Booker T, a famously anti-NWO guy. Anyway, What a bunch of choices. Cam's like, can I open the box to see what's in it? And they're like, no, can't open the box because the box is what all the powerful stuff is in. And the way he says it is like, we found the box this way. And so you can't open it until you need to, which is next episode when they're getting their butts whipped.
It's just the Lights of Orion are in there.
Yeah, at least it's not in like a Lisa Frank, like a Walmart ass pencil box this time. I'll take that at least over... the other, like, I'll just take this. It looks like just like a regular shipping crate. It doesn't look like a special box either. Maybe that's what bugs me the most.
It's just like a wooden crate. I feel like it's full of hay. There's like hay in there that's cradling like some eggs or something.
Like a turtle again, or like, you know, something. So they, she's like, okay, we cut up to Lothar's spaceship, and they're like, we would like to adopt the statue. Please, Uncle Lothar. As you can see, he is pie trained, unlike the puppy from a couple episodes ago that Jubo slipped in the pee of. We would like to have him. And he's like, no, we don't know what he can do. And they're like, what's the worst thing that happens? He fights the Power Rangers. They kill him. Or they blow him up. We grow him. They blow him up again. We grow. They blow. We blow. They're like, she says, like, she straight up says, like, they grow, we blow. Or something like that.
We grow them, they blow them.
Oh, that's what it was. I heard it backwards.
Grow them and blow them.
Grow them and blow them. They said that on Power Rangers today.
It's a good thing the Power Rangers Megazord does not defeat monsters via eating them.
Yeah.
Or we get a different saying.
Yep. So anyway, thanks Capri for that. And like, all right, we'll give him a chance. And then we cut back to Storm Chargers, where Dustin, who's like trying to tune his saxophone or something. I don't know how to care for wind instruments.
He's just sitting on a couch. He has the reed in his mouth. Which, I mean, you got to get it wet, but I don't know if you need to just like have it in your mouth.
You got to get it wet.
You got to get it wet. How else are you going to grow them and blow them?
You don't get it wet first.
I might have to censor that. I don't know.
I think, you know, we'll see. We'll see on the day.
But he's also just like holding a sax. I don't think he's doing anything with it.
No, maybe he's just like,
maybe he's like polishing it.
Maybe. So then he's like, then some furries pop into the woods and they're like, there's wolf things attacking in the woods. Don't go in there, citizens.
On a newscast.
Yeah.
With a news anchor.
Yes.
It's just, I don't know. I don't feel like we get a lot of news. This is like a season one. Hey, there's monsters attacking. It's on the news kind of thing.
Yeah, like this happens all the time. But these ones are in the woods and they're like, maybe they're just regular wolves.
And then it shows them and you're like, that's not just wolves.
That's not just wolves, lady. So then Tori walks up. She's like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, some like weird wolf things in the forest attacking people. And Tori's like, you think maybe that's something the Power Rangers should check out?
Dustin's like, yeah, there's some weird wolf things in the woods. I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Anyway, back to wetting my reed. And Tori's like, that's a Power Ranger thing, Dustin. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay. They take the RV to drive into the woods to go check out the wolf things. And they're like, where are the Thunder Rangers? And they're in secret talent show prep. So they're going to be doing that. They go into the woods. They're not like walking in the woods. And they're like luring the wolves out. They appear behind them. They're like, they're right behind us. And one of them's like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And then they are there. And so they turn around and they morph. It's weird. I don't know why they did all that. They could have just like attacked them, but whatever. So they fight. They're losing. The Thunder Rangers show up. The wolves run because they don't like thunder. Because dogs don't like thunder.
I'm curious now because the Thunder Rangers were in secret talent training.
Yeah, what do you think their talent is?
I can't wait to see the talent show. I really hope we see the talent show. I'm going to be so mad.
Better. If we don't, I'm going to be so upset. And I'm worried theirs is going to be like Hunter's a clown and Blake juggles. It's going to be something real stupid and goofy, you know? Or they're just going to like hacky sack.
Or they just get on a stage and just like do donuts on their motocross bikes.
Dude, they just whip some donuts. So we cut back to Ninja Ops, and there's a book, and they're like, this is Shimatsu, who, and Cam's like, yeah, I saw the statue of this guy, and he was a warlord, and I guess he was trapped in his mask, in like a mask that looked like his mask.
Yeah, his spirit was like contained in a mask that was carved in his likeness, and then I guess put on a whole ass statue.
Yeah.
That came to life when it was shot by a moto drone. Because however they brought Moto Drone back must have leaked out into the mask.
Yeah, they mentioned something like whatever the energies we used to bring Moto Drone back, I guess that brought Shimatsu back too. And they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Good enough. Okay.
We did it.
But he's like, all right, what's that have to do with the furries with the knives in the woods? And they're like, well, you see, he had these things called wolf blades, and they were like his foot soldiers. And they're like, oh, okay. And wolf blades is an extremely cool name for what is not a great set of monsters.
No, they're kind of lame.
They're kind of low. Hey, do you remember in season 3, those big rat monsters that just showed up in the past.
Yeah.
In Colonial Angel Grove that were just like ugly rats.
Yeah.
It's same, like
same energy.
It's same energy. It's like it's obviously they're better. Like they're better made because those ones were made for the movie and they were so bad. Because originally the Tengus were going to be the rats, and no one could see. Or maybe it was either that or the ooze boys.
Oh, the
but
the,
nobody could
the mini Ivans.
Yeah, the little Ivies. But nobody could see in the rat costumes. Like you're basically blind in there. So like, well, we can't do that. And they also look kind of janky. So we'll put them on the show and we'll make new suits for the thing. So. Yeah, same energy. They're just it's like a bad furry costume, but with a bunch of knives all over it. That's all it is. So he's like, okay, cool. And then Blake says something about a spooky kabuki with attitude or something like that. A spooky kabuki dude with attitude, I think is what he says. And like, yeah, go deal with it. So we cut back up to the spaceship, and Lothar's like, all right, I'm gonna throw you into a wormhole now because you didn't kill the Power Rangers like I wanted. So we're gonna do that. And then they're like, I don't think he can talk. And he's like, well, I'll make him talk. And he blasts him. And then he's like, I got
and then,
you.
And then he just talked. So I don't, did he not have a voice before this?
I don't know. Because the way he says, like, I was testing you. And I'm like, for what? For why?
To see if he would shoot you? Because he will.
Because he did. And he's like, yeah. And then he's like really animated. And he's like, we're going to, we got to do things to increase our ranks and numbers. And Lord's like, a plan. I like that about you. Even though it's just like regular stuff that you need to do to win a fight.
It's like, not a plan because all they do is just add Moto Drone back.
Yeah. They don't do anything.
I thought he was going to get more Wolf Blades.
I thought there's going to be more Wolf Blades.
I thought he was going to be like, I need to get like some of these old swords that are also at the museum or that are at a different museum or spread throughout other museums. And
I got to find
them into my Wolf Blades. But yeah. No, it's just, hey, put Moto Drone in too.
Yeah, one more. That's fine. The Rangers like track Moto Drone driving through and they're like, all right, we need to go kill that guy because that's bad. So Hunter's like, leave it to me and my new cool bike. I forgot about his new cool bike until it showed up. He's like, leave it, me and my new cool bike will do that. And then the rest of you go deal with the wolves. I'm like, yeah, we'll go check for the wolves. So they split up. They morph and split up. The morph is like really long when they all do it. Cam's going to be in the sky. He's going to be doing laps in his helicopter.
It's so clunky.
It is.
Because it's like Ninja Storm, Thunderstorm, Samurai Storm, Ranger Form, ha!
And then like there's at least like they don't do it one by one. That's just like a big six split screen. It's like here they all are.
Having to go through three different versions of the morph call at the same time.
It doesn't seem worth it to me.
I feel like maybe take a second pass at that in the writing room.
Yeah. So they split up. Hunter catches up with Moto Drone. He's like, I'm going to do a race at you. He's like, yeah, me too. And they go and they Cam's in his big helicopter, just like doing laps around the city looking for wolves. The Wolf Blades attack Tori and Dustin. So then they call Shane and Blake, who are tooling around on their bikes. They come find them. They all start fighting. When Blake drives in, he's like, what up, dog?
There's so many rapid fire dog. Heavy air quotes jokes, and maybe it's just because we've been away for a minute and have just come back, but I don't remember it being just so like one after the other after the other after the other after the other. Like,
I mean, because Josh, I hate to burst the bubble, but it's always been like that.
It's bad.
Yeah, everyone's got to get their shit in. It's like, no, you don't. And especially because it seems like they're like, all right, everybody, pitch me some dog puns. Like, when you're fighting dogs, what are you going to do? And so they're like, here's like 40 of them. They're like, all right, we're going to use all of those. It's like, you don't need to. You can maybe filter some of the bad ones out, which are all of them. And then there's one. Dustin's like, does anyone have a silver bullet? Because they're werewolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this also implies that Dustin's like, I'll shoot one of these with a real gun.
Yeah, I will. He says that after Tori's like, get a flea collar.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll just shoot it.
I'll kill it with a gun.
It's like, Dustin, bring it back, my man. So Shimatsu appears and they all start attacking. There's more fighting. There's a lot of fighting going on. Then we cut back. There's more racing. We cut back. Shimatsu grabs Shane and is like, you suck, actually. And then he's like, they're like, let him go. He's like, fine. So he like punches him 6 times and throws him on the ground. They're like, Shane, you okay? And Shane doesn't say anything because he's like, I'm a little embarrassed, I think.
And then he shoots them all with lightning.
Then he shoots him with lightning. Then we cut back. More racing. Hunter turns into the glider. He turns his bike into a glider and he flies around. He does like a little quick swoop and he blasts a huge laser at Moto Drone, which does nothing because the Moto Drone's fine, and then shoots him out of the sky. And destroys his bike, basically. So, Moto Drone's invincible, I guess?
I mean, that was kind of the thing before, until they appealed to Perry.
They appealed to Perry, and they did shoot him with this laser, so maybe he just is like, ah, you can't kill me with the same laser twice.
Yeah.
So the Rangers, they go to get, like, he goes to, Shimatsu goes to, like, hit them, and they do that, like, ninja strip, where, like, their clothes fall down, and they're gone. They're, like, hiding. So wolves are sniffing around for the Rangers, and Sensei or Cam calls and is like, hey, Moto Drone's at the beach now, so you should probably go fight him because Hunter's bike got wrecked and he like is kind of limping. So you go deal with that. He's like, okay, y'all handle the wolves. And they're like, yeah, we couldn't do that with 4 Rangers, but maybe with 3, it'll be fine. So he leaves to go fight Moto Drone. They get wrecked by the wolves immediately.
Yeah.
They just get completely destroyed. Shimatsu shows up and is like, aha, my wolves. He's got like a whistle like that like only dogs can hear, but everyone can hear it because it's got to be on a TV show. And he can't just like be like
right
into nothing because people are like, that's weird. I don't remember what he does right now. All I know is that we come back to the fight and Shane gets in his muscle butt suit. And this muscle butt suit actually rules.
It's really good. I thought that, too, while he was fighting him, because Moto Drone is like, you can't beat me with punches. And he's like, fine, let me get my muscle butt on.
Then we'll see who can beat who with punches.
And it just looks really cool. He gets the abs, he gets the butt, and he gets just a bunch of cool armor pieces.
Yeah, and it's not like sitting on him. It's like he's wearing it. So it's not like the last couple where it's like, I mean, Eric's looked cool because it was like a weird like jetpack and rollerblades. So that was neat. But Wes's was just like a big thing sitting on him. And like before that, Carter's was just like a bike that was sat on his back. And then I don't remember what Cole had. Did Cole have one?
What? Oh, I or think did he just did.
Get a bike. I knew he got a bike.
I can't search for Wild Force Cole muscle butt suit. Because
that's what we call it.
I don't think
yeah.
that'll give me anything. And I don't know what it was called.
Are they just called Battleizers?
Let's see.
Are they all just called Battleizers?
Let's take a look. Wild Force.
Because I know he had one, but it might just be that he had a motorcycle that he flew through Serpentera's butt.
It's wings? He's got wingies.
Oh, okay. From the Falcon,
from
probably?
The Falcon lands on his back.
Okay.
And
that
gives him like a chest piece and some gold boots, it looks like.
Okay. All right. Well, this one rules. The Ninja Storm one is way better than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. The design of it's pretty neat, but this one, the Ninja Storm one, is pretty baller.
Yeah. So they're fighting. He goes to like punch. I just punched my microphone. Moto Drone goes to punch Shane and punch blocks. And Shane blocks the punch with the punch. Boy, I can't say that sentence.
He blocks a punch with a punch of his own.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, but I just kept falling over my words.
Punch blocks the punch with a punch.
Boy, he punch blocks the punch with a punch. Punch! So he did that. And so then he like jumps in the sky and starts like flying a little bit. And Moto Drone's like, you can't just beat me with this muscle. I don't care how cool your butt is. And he shoots a laser at him. And Shane blocks it with like his left hand. He's like, get that weak shit off my track. And then shoots a laser at him. That doesn't kill Moto Drone, even though I could have swore. I was like, oh, maybe he's going to kill him, but it doesn't. And the Moto Drone just leaves. He's like, all right, well, I'll actually screw this. And then he leaves.
I feel like this story would be better without Moto Drone.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's here because he had to bring the statue back to life, but it doesn't feel like this should be Moto Drone's like big return because he's sharing it with this other monster.
This other new cool general.
Who has 3 other like subordinate monsters.
Yeah. I don't know. The only problem is if you get rid of Moto Drone, then it's just Shimatsu and his whistle and a bunch of furries fighting the Power Rangers.
That's true. And in the footage, they are like split up. Like the furries are not fighting all of the Power Rangers.
Yeah. So At some point, the others are they're like cat and mousing the wolves around. They're like, here, I got a plan. And their plan is we'll use one person as bait at a time. The three wolves will jump on him, and the other two will just shoot them with lasers. And then we'll just repeat that.
Yeah, like, we'll just repeat that until they're dead.
Yeah, and so Shimazu sees that this is working. He's like, hey, and he blows his whistle. And then the wolves start attacking each other. And Shimazu's like, why are you doing that? And I am like, Why are they doing that? That seems like a bad idea that you trained them to also kill each other. So then the Rangers kill them with like some sort of slash attack? Asterisk? It just looks like they die? Because then they go back to Ninja Ops?
Yeah, I don't know if they kill them or if they just like attack them and get out of there.
And like hurt them enough to make them leave. But they go back to Ninja Ops and they're like, all right, we did it. What do we do now? And then Cam's like, well, hold on. Actually, we didn't do it because look at the screen. There's a big wolf now.
Yeah, they're combining like three stations into a bigger station.
Yeah.
A wolf station.
So now there's big wolf. And then that's the end of the episode. They got to fight big wolf next time. Josh, you started.
Mm-hmm.
I get to pick the best. I'm going to say the best is that scene in the very beginning when... do I want to give it to them or do I want to give it to Kelly? I'm just going to give it to the whole scene where they're like, yeah, we love this show. This totally talented rules. And Kelly's like, not in my house.
This is garbage.
If you're not watching the action games, I don't want to hear it.
Dude, I don't know if you follow topics on Twitter. I don't know if that's a thing that you do.
No.
Definitely you should follow skateboarding, though. It rules.
Okay. See,
it's the best part about Twitter right now is watching skateboarding.
I follow a couple. I follow Tony Hawk and I follow a bunch of some other skateboarders on Instagram. And so every once in a while, I'll just see stuff like that. And hey, you know what's great is that Tony Hawk kicks ass as a person.
He's like a great dude. Like he's on a, like a road trip with his family right now or something.
Yeah.
And he just pulled his camper over because they were going up a hill and he's like, hang on, I want to skate down this.
Yeah, and they skate down. There's one. He was talking about how he was skating down something or whatever in like a national park, and he's like, "Oh, we're gonna get in trouble." And like the park ranger drove by, and he's like, "Oh man, I'm busted." And the park ranger's like, "Hey, are you Tony Hawk? Can I get a picture?" He's like, "Hell yeah." Sorry, I wasn't wearing a seatbelt or whatever. Yeah, he's just like a cool guy, and I like that about Tony Hawk. And really, the world right now is that it's good that Tony Hawk doesn't suck.
He's in his like late 40s, right?
No, he's 50. He's over 50.
He's over 50, and he can still just fucking skateboard, yeah. Dude. I don't know if you watched, I mean, follow him, so you probably saw the videos of him and, like, that
the, like, spiral thing?
Or he had, like, a bunch of other skaters over, and they were just doing vert tricks. They were trying to do, like, never-before-done vert tricks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did this, like, underflip, like, just, like, butter into this tail slide on the lip of the vert. I was like, oh, my God, he is... He's too old to be able to do that.
That's the Birdman. Did you see when he dislocated his fingers?
No.
Oh, you should. It was on his Twitter. You should look it up. He dislocated these two fingers, his middle two fingers. So the knuckle was out of socket and it was behind the first part of his finger. It was nasty looking. And I was like, Tony, please take care of yourself. I need you to be alive for a lot longer.
Yes, please.
Anyway, Josh, what's your best?
Tony Hawk.
All right, Tony Hawk.
For the episode, I don't know. It's tough. The fight scenes are cool. I think I'm going to best when Shane gets into the Battleizer and they punch each other.
Okay.
And the whole Battleizer part of that fight.
I'm going to say the worst is... I don't know. I don't know what to specifically put it on.
I think for me, the worst is everyone laughing at Mara and Capri for going to the museum.
Yeah, that sucked. I was finding the episode image for the episode that went up yesterday. The Jackass episode. I don't remember what else happened in it. But I'm scrolling through trying to find a good thing that like shows like this is Jackass. This is Shane going on the TV. But there was a point where they were like, Mara, you're so stupid. And I was like, because there's like the little kid is in that episode because it's Good Will Hunter. And a little kid like scares Mara and Capri away. And I'm like, they killed like seven ninjas while looking at their nails. Why does Charlie scare them? I wish they were a little consistent with Mara. I'm also going to give it to them, making fun of Mara Capri for going to a museum.
Yeah.
Which is just like a cool place to be. It doesn't matter how smart you are. Anyway, MVP, I'm going to say, is Cam.
I think it has to be Cam.
I think it's got to be Cam.
Because he fought Motodron. Motodron?
Motodron?
Motodron.
Hi, I'm Motodron.
He fought Motodron unmorphed in a museum, like back room, a storage room.
Yeah, and they did break a lot of precious artifacts, but it was pretty cool looking at least. Yeah. So that's good.
But he also didn't get like trucked, and he was just Cam.
That's true. Yeah, he was just Cam.
And he got the artifact. And, you know, I like Cam a lot, so he's the MVP.
Yeah, good job, Cam. Now we got to tentatively rank it. We got to rank part one.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I can remember what any of these episodes are.
Yeah. Again, it's been three weeks since we recorded, which means it's been 3 weeks since I've, like, thought about Power Rangers outside of editing the episodes. And I've only edited two since then. So, all right. The last episode was Shane's Karma. That was a two-parter. I should write down that's a two-parter. It's not as good as that. It's Shane's not Karma? As good as Shane's Karma.
What happened in that?
I don't know, but it's ranked number four, so it must have been pretty good. Oh, there was like the Tinkerbell lady who was like, I'm going to sacrifice myself.
Yeah.
To be in your muscle butt suit.
The Camilo or whatever.
Carmelian. Karma, chameleon.
I don't think this episode is as good as that.
No. Hey, here's a fun one that I'm looking at. Brother in Arms.
That is.
What is that one about at all?
That's.
Is that the.
When the brothers.
Huh?
Hug.
Oh, the bear. That's the bear brothers.
And then when you hug your brother, you become a brother in arms.
I see. I think that was about Motor. Was that the first Motor Drone episode?
I don't know.
I genuinely don't know.
You have the list pulled up still? Go read a synop.
Let me see. Yes, I do. Let me scroll up a little bit. Motor Drone is born via real mechanical genius Perry. Okay, yes. That is the Moto Drone episode.
I think this is a better Moto Drone. I didn't like Moto Drone as Perry.
I mean, we liked him pretty good. We liked him sixth. So, I mean, the episode in general.
That's true.
I think it was it better than I Love Lothar?
I don't know. I like I Love Lothar. And I Love Lothar felt like it was as long as it was.
Yeah, that's true. I also liked Nowhere to Grow, and I can't remember anything about Tongue and Cheek.
I think this is probably better than Tongue and Cheek.
Tongue and Cheek. Dustin uses his Yellow Ranger powers to protect. Oh, that's when Dustin became a celebrity. I like this better than that.
I think so, yeah.
I don't like it better than Nowhere to Grow, though. So, tentatively, Shimazu's Return, Part 1, is coming in at number 9. Said that backwards from how I normally say it, because I'm rusty. And that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Friday for the thrilling conclusion of Shimazu's Return Part 2. And gosh, I hope if we don't see Totally Talented at all, I'm going to be extremely upset.
I'll quit.
That's it. That's the last episode of the Morphin Grid. We don't get a damn talent show. Which is funny because like 4 episodes ago, we're like, God, I hate this talent show. I never want to see this talent show that they're doing in space.
Well, yeah, but now they're building up to it.
And also, it's with the characters that I like, not with this dumb bug being like, I'm going to turn you into the fly.
It's not just a stupid gag they're doing for no reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a little bit, but I don't know.
But different.
This is the magic of the hype train.
Exactly. So anyway, we will see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I have to sneeze.
God bless. You only get one.
Damn.
Sorry, you're cursed after the second one. I jumped the gun on the bless.
The devil's
you.
Gonna get in because you only got one bless.